堂听 class.com。
二十，湛江市普通高考模拟测试，二。
Text 1. What do you think makes a person read a newspaper article?
I think the headline is quite important.
Why do you say that?
The headline is bigger than the rest of the text, so it draws people's attention.
I agree with you. I often wonder if the headline presents enough information to the readers, though.
The headline usually tells you the most important information from the article. Isn't that enough?
I suppose so.If the headline was longer, then nobody would read the article.
Exactly.
So, which newspaper do you write for?
I just write for a local newspaper. It's quite a small office, but I really enjoy my job.
Would you like to write for a national newspaper?
I hope so. How about you?
Oh, I already write for a national magazine. I love my job.
Me too.
What do you think makes a person read a newspaper article?
I think the headline is quite important.
Why do you say that?
The headline is bigger than the rest of the text, so it draws people's attention.
I agree with you. I often wonder if the headline presents enough information to the readers, though.
The headline usually tells you the most important information from the article. Isn't that enough?
I suppose so. If the headline was longer, then nobody would read the article.
Exactly.
So, which newspaper do you write for?
I just write for a local newspaper. It's quite a small office, but I really enjoy my job.
Would you like to write for a national newspaper?
I hope so. How about you?
Oh, I already write for a national magazine. I love my job.
Me too. Text 2. Morning, what can I do for you?
We'd like to make a trip for a weekend holiday, please.
There are many travel paths. Which one would you like to choose?
We'd like to choose Jinggang Mountains.
It's really worth visiting. Which hotel do you want to stay in?
We're not sure. Which hotel do you think is good and tidy?
The Holiday Home, but it's a bit more expensive.
It doesn't matter. Whether we'll spend more money living in such a hotel...
Could you please fill in this form?
Okay, I'll ask my wife to fill in this form. By the way, is it all right if we pay by credit card?
Certainly, it is quite all right, and enjoy your weekend.
Thank you.
Morning, what can I do for you?
We'd like to make a trip for a weekend holiday, please.
There are many travel paths. Which one would you like to choose?
We'd like to choose Jinggang Mountains.
It's really worth visiting. Which hotel do you want to stay in?
We're not sure. Which hotel do you think is good and tidy?
The Holiday Home, but it's a bit more expensive.
It doesn't matter. Whether we'll spend more money living in such a hotel.
Could you please fill in this form?
Okay, I'll ask my wife to fill in this form. By the way, is it all right if we pay by credit card?
Certainly, it is quite all right, and enjoy your weekend.
Thank you.Text 3. Hello, Lucy. What's that you're reading?
It's called The Woman in White.
Oh, that's a novel by William, isn't it? We've been reading about the Moonstone in class. Is The Woman in White a detective story, too?
Well, sort of. But in this story, the person who investigates is not a policeman. He's an art teacher.
What is it about?
Well, I haven't finished it yet, but at the beginning of the book, the art teacher meets a mysterious woman, dressed in white, while he is out walking one night. It turns out that the woman in white looks very similar to his student, Lara. So he tries to find out more about her. He discovers that the man Lara has just married knows the woman in white and is responsible for some terrible things that happened to her. It seems that Lara's husband is a very bad man.
Sounds exciting.
Yes. I hope the art teacher finds out the truth before Laura's husband does anything bad to her.
Can I borrow it after you finish it?
Sure. It may take me a while, though, because it is in English and I have to read slowly.
Hello, Lucy. What's that you're reading?
It's called The Woman in White.
Oh, that's a novel by William, isn't it? We've been reading about the Moonstone in class. Is The Woman in White a detective story, too?
Well, sort of. But in this story, the person who investigates is not a policeman. He's an art teacher.
What is it about?
Well, I haven't finished it yet, but at the beginning of the book, the art teacher meets a mysterious woman, dressed in white, while he is out walking one night. It turns out that the woman in white looks very similar to his student, Lara. So he tries to find out more about her. He discovers that the man Lara has just married knows the woman in white and is responsible for some terrible things that happened to her. It seems that Lara's husband is a very bad man.
Sounds exciting.
Yes. I hope the art teacher finds out the truth before Lara's husband does anything bad to her.
Can I borrow it after you finish it?
Sure. It may take me a while, though, because it is in English and I have to read slowly.
Text 4. Betty, we haven't been out for over a month. Let's go somewhere this evening.
Fine. Where would you like to go? To see a film or to watch a play?
A modern theater is on this week. Let's go and watch it, shall we?
The newspaper said it was the least interesting play of the year.
How about the film World Without Thieves? That should be exciting.
We've already seen it. Do you remember?
Then let's go to the neighborhood cinema. The film Not One Less is being shown.
Good. What time does it start?
15 minutes ago. We just missed it.
Well, will you please go back together with me to get my digital camera and then go to the park?
That's a good idea. Betty, we haven't been out for over a month. Let's go somewhere this evening.
Fine. Where would you like to go? To see a film or to watch a play?
A modern theater is on this week. Let's go and watch it, shall we?
The newspaper said it was the least interesting play of the year.
How about the film World Without Thieves? That should be exciting.
We've already seen it. Do you remember?
Then let's go to the neighborhood cinema. The film Not One Less is being shown.
Good. What time does it start?
15 minutes ago. We just missed it.
Well, will you please go back together with me to get my digital camera and then go to the park?
That's a good idea.
Text 5. Good evening, sir. I was told that you were robbed.
I certainly was.
When did that happen?
About 2 hours ago.
Why didn't you report it then?
I couldn't. I was tied to a chair and my mouth was filled with something.
Please tell me exactly what happened.
I was sitting in this room, watching TV, when someone knocked at the door. Without thinking, I opened it.
That wasn't very wise, sir.
I know. I was expecting my wife, you see. And I thought it was her.
You should never open a door without going to see who it is.
Yes, I regret that now.
What happened?
2 men pushed inside and then threatened me with a knife.
Did you take a good look at them?
I'm afraid not. They were both wearing stockings over their faces.
What did they take?
My wallet with $200 in it, my watch, and some of my wife's jewelry from my bedroom.
They don't seem to have done much damage to the flat.
No, they had just begun to search when the dog next door began to bark. They ran off. It was some time before my wife returned and set me free. I phoned the police at once.
My men began searching the area as soon as we received your call. I can't promise you that we'll recover your property, but we'll certainly do our best. Good evening, sir. I was told that you were robbed.
I certainly was.
When did that happen?
About 2 hours ago.
Why didn't you report it then?
I couldn't. I was tied to a chair and my mouth was filled with something.
Please tell me exactly what happened.
I was sitting in this room, watching TV, when someone knocked at the door. Without thinking, I opened it.
That wasn't very wise, sir.
I know. I was expecting my wife, you see, and I thought it was her.
You should never open a door without going to see who it is.
Yes, I regret that now.
What happened?
Two men pushed inside and then threatened me with a knife.
Did you take a good look at them?
I'm afraid not. They were both wearing stockings over their faces.
What did they take?
My wallet with $200 in it, my watch, and some of my wife's jewelry from my bedroom.
They don't seem to have done much damage to the flat.
No, they had just begun to search when the dog next door began to bark. They ran off. It was some time before my wife returned and set me free. I phoned the police at once.
My men began searching the area as soon as we received your call. I can't promise you that we'll recover your property, but we'll certainly do our best.
Text 6. Hello, everyone. Have you ever wondered what the weather is like in other places around the world? Today, I'd like to talk to you about the changing seasons in my city. First of all, the winter season usually begins in December and ends in early March. The coldest month is in January, and temperatures can drop below freezing for most of this month. Many people like to go skiing in this season. Spring usually arrives in late March. It is a beautiful season because the flowers start to bloom. It is sometimes windy, and this is great for flying kites. People in my city often like to go on picnics, walk through parks, and play outdoor games. Next summer starts in June. The summer in my city is very dry with little rain throughout the season. Popular activities during this season are hiking, fishing, camping, water skiing, and outdoor sports, including football and soccer. And finally, summer changes to fall in late September when the weather cools off and the trees begin to change colors. A lot of people enjoy driving into the mountains and viewing the fall colors. So, as you can see, my city has a lot to offer no matter when you visit this area. Hello, everyone. Have you ever wondered what the weather is like in other places around the world? Today, I'd like to talk to you about the changing seasons in my city. First of all, the winter season usually begins in December and ends in early March. The coldest month is in January, and temperatures can drop below freezing for most of this month. Many people like to go skiing in this season. Spring usually arrives in late March. It is a beautiful season because the flowers start to bloom. It is sometimes windy, and this is great for flying kites. People in my city often like to go on picnics, walk through parks, and play outdoor games. Next summer starts in June. The summer in my city is very dry with little rain throughout the season. Popular activities during this season are hiking, fishing, camping, water skiing, and outdoor sports, including football and soccer. And finally, summer changes to fall in late September when the weather cools off and the trees begin to change colors. A lot of people enjoy driving into the mountains and viewing the fall colors. So, as you can see, my city has a lot to offer no matter when you visit this area.